This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The Labor Department just reported that 165,000 jobs were added last month. The unemployment rate fell to 7.5%. That is the lowest level since December of 2008. For analysis, let's bring in Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So a pretty good report from the Labor Department.
Yes, indeed. Stronger than expected performance in April and some upward revisions to March and February, a decline in the unemployment rate. So certainly a lot better than we had worried about going into the report.
Well, tell us about those upward revisions. What you're saying is that the numbers that we had originally got for those previous months are actually much better than we thought.
Indeed, February is now estimated at 332,000 jobs. That's the strongest monthly performance that we've seen since May 2010. So the details are a bit of a mixed bag. This real strength here is coming from a couple of sectors, tourism and retail. And this is a story. It's a good one and a bad one. And the good side of it is that foreign visitors continue to reach record levels, boosting the U.S. economy. The downside is that those jobs are not always of the best quality.
And I guess my question is, Julia, you know, what sequester and what payroll tax increase? Where are they?
Well, that's a good question. They're not here yet. We did see total hours worked decline. That might reflect some of the government furloughs that we have been seeing in response to the furloughs. But so far, we're holding up okay.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.